A message from the London Mayor, Mr. Boris Johnson.
What ho, chaps? Boris here. Just reminding you what a first-class job I'm making of running dear old London. I'm even forking out for my own Olympic tickets to save you chaps money on freebies. Pretty impressive, what? Wish I could say the same for my old friend in Downing Street. I don't want to be disloyal to a fellow old Etonian, but sometimes you have to speak your mind to a chum who's making a bit of a balls of things. Don't get me wrong, Camels is a nice enough chap and was savvy enough to pick a very fruity wife with a fair bit of moolah attached. But the fact is that those of us who were scholars back at the Slough Comp always knew that Dave was not exactly a brain box. Jolly smooth and all that, but frankly, a couple of light bulbs short of a chandelier, if you take my meaning. No disrespect to Dave, who I'm sure is doing his best, but he's made a pretty good dog's breakfast of everything to date. Viz, hospitals, Libya, forest, transport, cuts, housing, immigration, wife not wearing a hat at the royal wedding. I mean, it's all a bit of a pig's ear, isn't it? Chum Cameron, let's face it, has made more U-turns than a cabbie on Oxford Street trying to knock down an innocent cyclist like yours truly. So, what's to be done? I'm not saying that Calamity Cameron should throw in the towel straight away, but I would just like everyone to know that when that day comes, and it may come sooner than he thinks, there is someone standing by, full of beans and bottle, and with experience of running one of the world's major cities, who's popular with the Tory rank and file, and can rally the troops, who's only too ready to help out in getting the whole show back on the road. And by the way, I haven't even mentioned that fatuous big society idea, which was one obvious non-starter if ever I saw one. Talk about a pyramid of piffle. Still, good luck to Dave in the stormy days ahead. I'm right behind him, just like Brother Brutus was in the play. Et tu, Boris, what?